Christmas this year should be a special Swiss for Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Frami Summer Shlita, Yedid Nafshi Rav Chaim Shrek Shlita, Yedid Nafshi Rav Shimshin Yitzchak Arbor Shlita, Lebracha Vehatzlacha, Bechol Nasa Yedehem. It says in the Gemara in Kiddushin, Adav Tesamar Aleph, 9a, Itmar Kasvu Lishma. If the Shtar Kiddushin was written for the sake of the woman, V'shalomi Daita, but without her knowledge, Rav and Ravina Amri Mikudashis. Rav and Ravina say that she's married. Even though it was written Shalomi Daita, she didn't know about it, she's still married. Rav Papa Rav Shavri Amri Eina Mikudashis. No, she's not married. Amrav Papa, Ematai Meditub, Ematai Meditub, I'll say their reason, I'll say my reason. Ematai Didim Tidu, I'll say their reason, Nechsi V'yatza V'haisa, Makshav Ali Yitzia, Ma Yitzia L'shma Shalom Yidaita, Afaynam Yishma Shalom Yidaita. So it says V'yatza V'haisa, so we have a hekesh between Gerushin and Kedushin. So just like a Gerushin is L'shma, you have to write it for her sake, but you don't. She doesn't have to know about it. So Havaya Nami, so to marriage, L'shma V'shalom Yidaita, and therefore, the other opinion holds, Rav and Ravina holds, she's Mekudeshes, because it's enough that it's the Shema, even if Shalom Yidaita, she doesn't know about it. Vema Taima Didi. And I'm going to say my reason. V'yatza V'haisa Makish Havaya L'Yitzia. It says V'yatza V'haisa. So we want to equate Havaya, becoming married, to Yitzia, to going out. Ma Yitzia Bina Das Makne. Avavaya Bina Das Makne. Just like by Yitzia we require Das Makne. In other words, we require the das of the one being makne. Who's the one being makne when it comes to gerushin? The husband. Because the husband has to be written, the get has to be written, midas the husband. So just like by yitzia you need das makne, so too by havaya you need das makne. What does it mean by Havaya, you need das makne? Who's the makne and the Havaya and the Kiddushin? And the answer is the woman. She's the makne. She's makne herself. So this being the case, we understand that you need das ha'isha when writing a Shtar Kiddushin. And that's the Gemara, Tess Amid Beis. Somehow from the 5 minutes ago when I said it was 9a, it was transferred to 9b. So Havaya, you also require Das Makne. You need that the woman should have Das about the writing of the Shtar, just like the man has Das about the writing of the Get. If the woman doesn't have Das about the writing of the Shtar, then it's not a valid Shtar. That's my opinion. That's Rav Papa saying about himself and Rav Shravia. That's why she's not Mekudesh, is because you need Das Makne. Rashi explains Das Makne, Hainu Baal Shehikna Osa Beget Zela Atzma Upotra Mimeno Uvainan Sheyichtov Midaito. What is Das Makne? The husband who's Makne her with this get to herself, and she becomes absolved of him, freed from him. And we require that it should be written Midas, the husband. As it says, v'kosavla, it has to be written, the husband has to write it, or it has to be written, midaito v'kosavla, afkan das makne, so to hear you require das makne, hainu de'isha she'isha she'niknes labao, so to hear the woman who's makne herself to the husband, she's required to the husband, you need her das for the writing of the shtar. So that's what Rashi says, a very difficult Rashi. I'm reading the Rashi, I'm thinking to myself, you know how you know you have to write it midas the husband? Because it says v'kosav la. He has to write it first. That means midaito. Is that why you need to ask the husband? Because it says v'kosav la? Because you have a gzeres hakosav, you have a gilu in the pasuk. I have a better reason. Hare b'chol shtar tzrichim dat hamitchayev b'li pasuk. You always need the Das HaMischayev. So the husband is Mischayev to be Makneh. The husband takes upon himself to release the wife, to be Makneh the wife to herself, to give her, put her back in her own rishus. So it's pashut that you need his das. You need to come onto v'kasavla. So that kasha was asked by the great Gaon Rav Moshe Chevroni, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Lechevner Rosh Yeshiva. And Emir Tzashem, in this shir, we are going to go bidarko. Also, the very reason of Rav Papa that he held that by Kiddushin, you require ksivas hashtar midaita, that by Kiddushin, we require that the shtar be written midas ha'isha, has to be understood. Mashayach zeh leget. How is this shayach to get? That by get, that he's the makanen, and he writes, Harei amagureshes mimeni, we need his das. But by Kiddushin, he's the kona, and he writes Harei amagureshesli, why do you need her das for ksivas hashtar? I get it by Gerushin, he's the one doing the Gerushin. But the Maisa, he's also the one doing the Kiddushin. By Gerushin, he's being Makneher. And by Kiddushin, he's being Koner. So let it all be Midaita. What do you need Daita for? I'm saying, I don't want to say anything here against a woman's rights. But what Bechlal do you need Daita for if he's the one doing the making the Kinyan? Why do you need Daita al Ksivas Hashtar? Ah, you're going to tell me that you have a Hekesh, Havaya Sili Yitziyah. Okay, so use the Havaya Yitziyah of Rav and Ravina. My Yitziyah l'shma v'shalom idaita. Av Havaya l'shma v'shalom idaita. So marriage doesn't, Taka doesn't need her das. I'm very schwer to say that you need the woman's das for the ksivas hashtar kedushin. So we have to understand Rav Papa. You need a hekesh, so you can use the same hekesh, but differently. So we could say that since we require b'shtar kedushin l'shma k'mo b'get, shtar kedushin has to be written l'shma like a get. And b'get, if it's written shlo apitzivu abba, without the husband's command, it's a chisar in the l'shma. Therefore, by kedushin, where we require l'shmo v'l'shma, like by get, if you write it shlo midaita, it's a chisaron in the lishma. Because stama lav lekidushin lahai gavra, because she is not waiting for this guy specifically to marry him. So maybe it's a chisaron in lishma. And therefore, we require that it should be written Al pi her tzivui, just like al pi his tzivui. And that's why Rashi says, by get, you need his das. You know why you need his das? Because it says v'kasavla. What does v'kasavla mean? Lishma. So just like v'kasavla lishma, so too, by marriage, in order for it to be lishma, you need her das. But that only works according to the shitas that hold that the tzivui of the husband is mishum lishma. But those who hold that v'kasav is referring to the Baal, that the Baal is the one writing the get, and we require shlichus on ksivas haget. Those who say that v'kasav means that the Baal has to write the get, and we require shlichus and the writing of the get, this is difficult because by a shtar kiddushin it doesn't say that she should write it, and it doesn't require her shlichus. Ein tosus begitten chaf beis amid beis. If you say that the v'kasav is because of the tzivui of the husband, because of lishma, you need lishma. Peseder. So by a woman also you need lishma. You need her tzibu in order to make it lishma. But those who hold that v'kasav means, not v'kasav lo lishma, but that v'kasav that the Baal is writing, either he or his shliach, but by shtar kiddushin, that tzushtel doesn't work. Because she doesn't have to write, and you don't require her shlichus. So again, we're stuck with the question of what's the comparison? If that means that he has to be the one writing it, or at least his shliach, but that doesn't apply to a woman. Another question is the Rashban Gittenchof Gimel Amid Beis writes, Shem yichtivu belo tzavos habal, lo yitnu kol kach lev lichtov l'shma v'yichtivu stam, v'kaima on stam k'shol l'shma m'shem d'stam y'shelo l'gerish in kaima. He says that if it's written without the husband saying to write it, you know what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're not going to pay so much attention to write it l'shma. They're going to write it stama. And stama, if it's written stama without a specific kavana l'shma, it has a din of lo l'shma. Because of stam isha lav legerish and kaima. Because a stam woman is not there for gerishin. It's not standing waiting for gerishin. Ibazei, that being the case, that's stam isha lav legerish and kaima. If there's no tzavav tzivui of the Baal, they're not going to write it lishma. So you need a specific tzivui of the Baal, because otherwise the get shalol lishma is going to be no good, because stam isha lav legerish in kaima. Like the Gemara says in the beginning of Zavachim. So it's mashma from the Rashba that we require by a get, that it should be written out by tzivui of the Baal, even if the sofer knows he's going to divorce this woman, it's because without a Baal, the sofer isn't going to pay so much attention to write it lishma. This is difficult. If so, why by kiddushin do we require that we should hear it from her mouth? And if you're going to say that if the sofer or the edim don't hear it from both of them, they're not going to pay too much attention to write it or sign it lishma. So if that's true, if so, what is the reason of Rav and Ravina that we don't require her das? And what's a heke shaykh? L'kuli amo we require lishma. And if they didn't hear it from her mouth, they're not going to write it lishma. And it's not lishma. And if it's a svara, like the Rashba says, that without her, without a tzivui, there's going to be no lishma, then what do you need to, what does Rav Papa need a hekesh for? So if you accept the Rashba, Rashba says, you know why you need a tzivui? Because a tzivui makes sure that it's lishma. So if that's true, then how do you understand the opinion that holds you don't need a tzivui, Rav and Ravina? And why does Rav Papa have to come on to say she's not mekudeshes to a hekesh? Pashit, sofer's not writing it lishma, and it requires lishma. Kuli alma. The Rashba here asks on Rav Papa. He writes, "Mikom akom tzerach talmid, dekeven deinu migitni alfinon, vigitni harei lo boi al adas makne bilchud." Since they are learning from gitin, and by gitin all you need is the das makne alone, das the husband, v'hocha de abal koine. And here where the husband is acquiring, lama be'inan daito. So if the whole word is das makne, then what do you need the das of the husband for? You need the das of the isha b'seder, like it, you need das makne. But why here do you need the das? You need the das of the husband and the wife here. So why b'chal do you need the das of the husband? V'acha da bal kone lama be'inan daito. Lo have the lo have kemakachas es atzma. Answers the Rashba that if it's because of the hekesh to gittin, bevadai just mitzad the hekesh, all you need is das isha. She's the das makna. But since it says ki yikach, and what do we darshim from ki yikach? Velo shetakiach es atzma. She can't take herself to him. Therefore, perforce, willy-nilly, you need his das. Because if you don't have his das by the ksivas hashtar, then she is taking herself to him. This Rashba is a little bit difficult to understand, right? It says he has to take her, ki yikach, and not makachas his atma, she's taking himself to him. If you don't have his das, she's taking himself to him. That's what the Rashba says. Shver, l'chayra. The ki yikach and not kisilokach is only shaykh in the etzem hakedushin. That he's the makadish and not her. You just need her das and her ratzon, and he's the taker. But basiyas hashtar, what is it shaykh kisilokach? She's not taking herself to him. Afterwards, he's going to be makadish her bashtar. The shtar is just the object with which he's makadish her, but the etzem hakedushin he's doing. It's not. She's not taking himself to him if it's not written midaito. So, sweet friends, we have a whole slew of kashas that anachot tzachim let modeid itam. Ubezrat Hashem itbarach, ani mekave meod, shebashiur haba, b'inyan hazeh, anachnu ninaseh levarer et hasugya ha'amuka hazot, v'mitorato yareinu neflaot bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna show us wonders from his Torah, Kedosha, and we should be zocha lulmodu lamid lishma v'lasel times kol divrei samu Torah sevi ahava. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.